Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson and our guest today, who's one of the co-chairs for the upcoming Peyton Fun Day that's going to be happening this Saturday, is Miranda Steinkamp now joining us. So thank you very much, Miranda, for being on.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Well, we got a fun-filled day of activities to kind of walk everybody through here, and we start right away, bright early in the morning, with a 5K fun run walk at 8 a.m. Tell us a little bit about that.
So that's going to be our start off for the morning. There's sign-ups online on our Peyton Fun Day site on Facebook. Just search Peyton Fun Day and it'll pop right up. You can follow the Google Doc there, or we also will have extra sign-up sheets for you when you get there as well. And just come a little bit before 8 a.m. and then we'll be able to sign you up.
And just so everyone knows, the entry fee for that is $15 per person or 5 non-perishable food items that will be donated to the Green County Action Resource Center. Now, the race, it looks like it starts by the community center, of course, but tell us, it sounds like there's going to be some food provided for people that morning as well.
Yes, by the junior class and their parents. They're raising money for prom. They're going to have an assortment of different fruits and drinks and pastries, and they'll be starting around 8, and they'll go through after the race. And then they'll start up again actually at lunchtime.
After we get past the 5K, Miranda, tell us a little bit about some of the other fun things that kids and families can enjoy throughout the morning.
So all throughout the day, we kind of just have some all-day fun, we like to call it. We've got human foosball, we've got bocce ball, we've got cornhole games, horseshoe, giant Jenga, and all of those things are just going to be free. And those are going to be located where the volleyball court is and over by the park as well.
All right. And then we've got some specific activities for those that are 12 and under. Tell us about those.
Yeah. So this is new this year, and we're going to be doing a Kid Ninja Warrior. And we have a couple townspeople that are setting that up, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. They've got some prizes for the first 50 finishers, so you'll want to get there and get in line so you can be one of the first 50 to finish. We're also going to have a bike parade before that. We're going to start that at 9:15, and the kids are just going to kind of have some fun just doing their own little parade and go around the block for everyone. We're all cheer for them, and it'll be super fun and cute. After we have the bike parade, we have the Kid Ninja Warrior, and then we also have Silly Sally the Clown. She's going to put on a little performance for us for about 45 minutes in the shelter area. And then after that, she's actually going to be doing balloon animals for us.
Now, there's some other great things that will be happening as well that people can take advantage of. Let's talk about a couple of those events that start up at 11 o'clock that day.
Okay, so we have the co-ed volleyball tournament starting at 11. That will be over by the volleyball courts. We have two volleyball courts, and top three winners will receive prizes, cash prizes.
And then let's talk about, you know, a mainstay at any event around here in Greene County is the Show and Shine Car Show. Tell us about that.
Yes, so that's actually going to be free admission. We have some flyers hung up around town if you want some more information. It's going to be run by Mike and Judy Wilson. And that's going to also be on the west lot, the grass lot, where the old Peyton Sherdan School used to be. And we've got some prizes there as well.
And then, of course, you know, for those people that don't want to be as active, maybe some of the kids that don't want to be a ninja warrior, or if volleyball's not your gig, you still got an activity that everybody should enjoy, and that's bingo.
You bet. And that's actually going to be run by the bank, and we've got some really awesome prizes for that as well. Some gift cards, some t-shirts, some cash prizes. So from 12:30 to 2:30, that'll be fun.
What Peyton Fun Day would not be without some live music? Tell us about when that performance will be and who's going to be performing at that.
So that'll be kind of towards the tail end, or almost the tail end, of our volleyball. And it'll be over where the Car Shine Show was, in that open lot towards the west. And that's going to be Neil Hewitt. And he is kind of a Peyton favorite. We've had him a few times at 209 Main, and he is just so much fun, and he loves coming here, so we're really excited to have him again.
Now, Miranda, for those people that haven't been in the planning process as much as you have, can you tell us kind of a reason why your event kind of lasts majority of the day but doesn't go through until like the midnight hour?
I think that it's kind of fun for all ages, and we've got things towards the beginning of the day, the middle of the day, and then we kind of just do our own thing after that. And so we like to plan things at the beginning, and then the Peyton Fun Day just continues on throughout the night for some of us.
Okay, awesome. And then tell us a little bit about, you know, I'm sure it's not just you and the other co-chair person that kind of make all this possible. I'm sure there's a lot of people that kind of pitch in and help out where they can. Can you give us maybe some thank yous that you'd like to get out there for people?
Definitely. So I would say the main co-chair is my friend Leslie Torti, and she has done so much to prepare for this. The bank people have helped us out a lot. A lot of towns people have helped us out a lot. It takes a lot more than I had ever known to put this one day together. So I really appreciate everyone's help. We sent out a lot of donation letters, and we've gotten so many back. And I really appreciate that, because all of this stuff, you know, really does cost some things, and it takes a lot to prepare. So it's really nice having a lot of our community members back us up like that.
Absolutely. And then kind of like to wrap things up here, Miranda, by telling us a little bit about why you wanted to, you know, pitch in and help out and be one of the kind of the main spearhead or people for this event.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm actually from Peyton, and then I moved away and went to college, of course, and I never thought I'd be back here, but here I am, and I am just so happy to be a part of this community. Everybody's just like one big happy family, and so we really cherish this day because it's just a day for all of us to get together and have some fun, and there's really something for all ages, and it's just so fun to have this day together and celebrate our town and how great it is, because I feel like it's a really up-and-coming town, and we're just really having a lot of good things going on lately here, so it should be a good day.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. Here with one of the co-chairs for the Peyton Fun Day that's coming up this Saturday is Miranda Steinkamp, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.